Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I thank you all for tuning in to the Angels of Melody International Outreach Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the author of this ministry. I am Evangelist Diane Johnson, and I just greet you all today with peace and with love. And also, we are broadcasting live here in Inkster, Michigan at High Praise Cathedral. We thank God for Pastors Bishop Clarence and Prophetess Joyce Hatton on today. We just thank God for all of you that are listening in all over the world. To all of you that's in all of Africa from A to Z, we just want to say God bless you. We want to say God bless you to all of the United States of America, all the cities in the States, all of you in the UK, those that's in Italy and Switzerland and Hong Kong and Russia, the Philippines, wherever you may be tuned in today, we just want to say God bless you. And now we're going to take you out into an awesome service right now, where you will be hearing words from Prophetess Joyce Hatton. And then right after that, they will have offering, and then you will hear Bishop Clarence Hatton on today. And we just thank God for all of you listening. And so we just pray that this service today will be a blessing to you. God bless you all.
She went to YouTube about three or four times.
the last bit of the bag. She would like you to go to the team. She said, I'll get you to everything. So she beat you. So you some of y'all remember that because they don't allow people to whoop nobody no more. You just can't get talked to. But when I was coming up, Mama had some things right next to her. And if it wasn't a switch, that's all right. It didn't work. She's like, damn, I told you I was going to get you. So y'all better put next to God and look at and put it in your pocket and put it as if you own the whole 100%. 10% of it, you don't own. It started in Genesis. It didn't just start. Somebody said, that's an old test. That's one of them old scriptures that don't even work now. I'm telling you, the scripture is the scripture. And it started in Genesis, and all of it's God's word. Don't play with what belongs to him. It belongs to God. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, get ready for our bishop. He's coming, and we call him the preaching man, the teaching man, the praying man, the concerned man. Our bishop, Bishop Clarence. Come on now, y'all stand and recognize and respect. Who God chose him. Man didn't choose him, and when God chose somebody, you got to respect who God chose. And so as you come, this is offering time. I want you to do what's right, and let's be honorable as well to our bishop. Put your hands in God, and say God bless you, Bishop Abbey. God bless you.
Thank you. Let us pray. Father, we thank you this morning for this opportunity to demonstrate our faith in your word as we bring the tithe offering and the first fruits. Bless your people as you promised and open up the windows of heaven. Pour them our blessings that there shall not be room enough to receive. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Amen. Before you bring the tithe, there is a passage I want to ask you to entertain with me. Deuteronomy 8:18, if you will. Deuteronomy 8:18. I'd like to read this passage to you. God always blesses his people with wealth for a divine purpose. Everybody say, for a divine purpose. Everything that God has blessed you with this week, believe it or not, is for a divine purpose. And we've come to that point in our worship experience to share with God that he's blessed us with. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. It is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day, as it is this day. Going to ask you now that lead God's word to stand in the aisle with your tithe. Notice I said those of you that believe God's word. There's one thing God cannot do, I've discovered. Jesus never fails. There is nothing that he cannot do but one thing. He cannot lie. And so we encourage you to act on his word. David said, thy word, O Lord, have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Thy word, O Lord, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. We ask you now to come follow me as I follow Christ with the tithe.
Oh. I'm
Of his word. So we leave out today in expectation of the increase of the God who given thee wisdom to get well. There's no telling what's going to happen this week for those who exercise faith. I'm a firm believer that faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Look at somebody and say, I'm expecting a miracle. You don't say it, you won't get it. I'm going to make it more complete. I'm expecting a miracle of wealth. Now say this, and when I receive it, I will give back to God his portion. Now let God know you do it by putting your hands together. Understanding, Brother Kenny is going to do a manning. I've been reminded by Prophetess Haddon and Sister Robinson. They don't want me to forget it, and I'm not going to forget it. We want to just thank God for the talent that we have here in our praise, people of faith. So Brother Kenny is going to be coming. I thought he would be back in the back by now, but he's coming another way on me today. All right, let's get a man as we talk. Brother Kenny, let's all say amen. All right.
Yeah, it's waiting for me. I'm in it. Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac.
You are also the God of America. You are the God of the Chinese and the God of Korea. You are the God of all the people. Lord, we come to you. We are asking you, Lord, please have your mercy on the city of Detroit. Have your love on the city of Detroit, Lord. Because you pray to Detroit and pray to America up to today. You need the charity. You are all the faithful. Lord, you need to appreciate your people to love you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we ask you special bread, this church, and bread, Bishop, and Pastor Joyce, and the family. We come to you. We bring all the members of the church come to you. Lord, please have mercy on this church and on the people. Lord, we thank you. So, Lord, we thank you. You bring us here to share your love with the people. Lord, we thank you because you have a great vision. You have a great plan for the city of Detroit. You are going to revive the city of Detroit. You are going to bring in the glory of the city of Detroit. You are the glory of the way of the day. Oh, we have all the Lord, we thank you. We thank you because you are our Father. Because you are so faithful to us, we trust you, we look on you. Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me read it. Let it go.
I'm going to be
5:17, and all of you here in this audience, stand to your feet out of respect for God's word. 2 Corinthians 5:17. they're still coming into the church to worship. We thank God for what he's doing. I'm excited. I don't know how you all are. I say they're still coming into this church to worship. They're walking in off the street. The sound of Pentecost rings through these walls and through the windows, and when people are passing by, they just have to come in because they feel the presence of the Lord is in this place. 2 Corinthians 9 and 17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. And all the people said amen. You may be seated. To those of you that's listening in far countries and far lands, to those of you who are seated in the presence of the Lord here at High Praise Cathedral of Faith in the United States of America in a city called Aixton, Michigan, I want to use for a subject for the time that I have left, and I want you all to repeat after me, Jesus. I want all of you all to repeat after me, and even those of you who are listening. Say, Jesus makes a difference. It is apparent that Paul had observed those who had been reconciled unto the Lord. He had said it there, changed character. Therefore, he said, I conclude with these words, after one has been duly processed, change from the old method of lifestyle. I observe him, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. It's amazing what God can do. Regardless of where you come from, what background you come out of, no matter how long you've been in it, God can make a difference in your life. He takes those who have been entrenched in degradation and somehow miraculously takes them and adorns them with righteousness through and by his sacrificial act of his blood that was spilled at Calvary. What breaks the yoke is when one can actually submit and understand that only God, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, can bring us into this new status where one can testify and say, therefore. Now, we must scrutinize the word, therefore. The word, therefore, obviously comes into play after one has been changed. After one has been renewed. Well, let me put it like this. After one has been redeemed and washed in the blood of the Lamb. I stand here today to say to each of you, and those of you who are listening by the way of radio, I don't know what you confess in your religion. Some believe in other forms of religion. But I believe that there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism. I don't know who you profess to be your God, but I'm here to tell you that He is our Lord, and His name is above every name. Some people call Him various names, but His name is Jesus. And Jesus always will and forever make a difference. I wish I had some empathy today that those of us listening from the living room, I don't know what you've been told is your remedy or your answer to joy and happiness and fullness of life, but I'm here to tell you, in America, we believe in the break that Jesus Christ is the answer. We used to sing a song years ago, I once was, yeah, I like that, I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. Can I get a witness? Anybody been taken in? Not at all. Just a little light from heaven fills my soul. He fills my soul with love. And then He tells me and wrote my name of God. And I'm here to tell you of all of you who have experienced this transformation, that it is the fact that Jesus made the difference. I'm a word of God in Romans chapter 6 and verse 17. I want you to turn with me there in Romans chapter 6 and verse 17. The writer said, but God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered unto you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. Being made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. Yes, all of us were bound. We were seemingly without hope, couldn't stop doing the things that we should not do. But because of Jesus Christ, our Lord. The Bible plainly puts it in the golden text of the scripture. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. You can look anywhere and everywhere. But you can't find not one Lord or one God that is compared to the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, I am God, and I declare the end from the beginning. All these praise and hope that you heard in this worship experience today comes from the Lord God who knew when cancer would strike your body, who knew when death would try to take you out. But God said, no weapon formed against you. I wish I had some help here. I'm going to sit down because I know that in the office, Trump can't sit while I'm out here preaching. But I want to say this to you. The Bible lets us know, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. He's ready to make a difference in your life. And even if it comes in the form of cancer, He may come in the form of high blood pressure. He may come in the form of arthritis. I know somebody for your descendants in your life right here and now. He can make a difference in your life. How does it happen? He that believeth and is baptized, the same shall be saved. But he that believeth not, there is no hope for you. But I want to tell you, I believe God. Look over and tell somebody, I want to tell what's going on. The answer is that it is God. He is the story maker. He is the burden bearer. I got to close out. He is the problem solver. Too hard for the Lord. The Lord will make a way Praise the Lord. As I go to my seat, ask my assistant to stand, do the altar work while I go and refresh myself from the labor God has just allowed me to do. Give God a praise.
Here's the process. We're still in Corinthians. Here's the process. Something's happening. Lift your hands. Quick. Lift your hands right now. This is the process. Stay in Corinthians. 5:17. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Something is happening to you. I see it on your face. Something has started to happen to you. And the Lord said it didn't just start in this room. I've been dealing with her. Something supernatural is happening. I feel a call. Whatever the dream was, whatever the thought, whatever the thought, the voice that spoke to you, it was pulling you now. Stay in Corinthians. Don't leave there. Because if you just a little bit further, it says, you've borne the image of the earthly too long. So now what God is getting to do is allowing you to relate to things of change. What have you been crying over and crying about it there? A change that's in process right now, baby. I'm so glad to be able to lay hands on you. That's something supernatural. And I'm looking at you in your room screaming. All of the running saying I got to have change. So Father, in the name of Jesus, for every individual that you've laid your hands on, get a miracle, woman. Get a miracle and get a miracle. Father, in the name of Jesus, the warfare has been reward for you in the heavens. And you don't have to worry about what's happening now because the warfare has already taken place for you in the heavens. So in the name of Jesus, I decree and take and declare change in your life. I hear personal crying. I hear personal pain. Yes, Lord. I hear a personal thank you, Jesus. And it is so. Your transformation came to a place. Lord, repeat after me, Lord, I give my life over to you. In Jesus' name, receive me, I'm your child. From this day forward, I will never walk out on you. You are my Savior, you are my Lord, and I am yours. If you have received that today, I'm telling you, if you believe it, you've made a statement toward God. Listen to me, listen to me. What you have to do, because we will take you and process you properly. And if you want to be a part of this great church, that's because I'm telling you, baby, you can't go back. You can't go back out. You can't leave and ask for this okay. You can't, it's too late. You have to do this now or never. You ready? Then this young lady over to my left is going to receive you. They're going to process you properly. They're going to tell you exactly what you need to do. But since God has already started the work, why don't you just stick your feet up and go that way and say, I'm ready. You're ready to follow her. If you're ready, I'm so glad to have you. I'm here back. I'm back. I hear you saying, baby, I'm back. And I ain't going out no more. Will you receive me? Those that want to follow her, you want to be in a part of this great church, follow her. You want to do that? Look at me, baby. Have we been baptized already? You've been spirit-filled? Then if you've done none of that, but you just made a statement to God, are you ready to live for him? Then follow them. God bless you. You're just coming back to your story. Come on right here. I hear you saying, baby, I'm back. That's what I heard you say. Is that how you feel? I'm back, and I don't want to go nowhere. Where you been? Just what?
Working.
Okay. And a few other things that you're going through. But we thank God for his touching your body. Let his beauty and cover you and bring you back to the fold. Why do 5 or 6 people just love on him? He says, baby, I'm back. Church, I'm back. Turn around and say, I'm back. If you can have that, don't tell me. Where the Father is at? Where the people at? Where the Father is at? Where the people? You might as well get started with this party and hug him and say, it's all good. What are you doing? Amen. Come on, it's okay. It's all right. It's all right. Let him speak to you. Let me help you. Because I say this. You know what? There's really no place like home. There's no place. There's no place. I'm telling you. You can travel the world. You can go all over the world if you want to, but there's no place where you can get loved and cared for that people can turn about you. Somebody will ask you that. And you know what? We say, get started. Working for God. You ready to do that? We love you so much. Amen. God bless you. I'm getting ready to let you go. Stand on your feet. Y'all know what we do. Put something in your hand and give it and reach it up to the Lord. Put something in your hand, a gift. Give God a gift. Say, this is my last gift for today. Give me that, baby. Somebody get something in your hand to give God that you're going to put at the altar. Something you want to put on the altar, a gift for God. You want him to see you. Show it to him. I'm going to make you come first. Because I have a seat. Let's make it. This is your family. Your baby. Tell them they're supposed to hug mom. Tell them how they act over here. Yes, they know. Something in your hand to give God. All right? And wave it in the presence of the Lord. And ask God that this week, multiply my gift. This week, show your hand in my life. In Jesus' name. Deacon, if you don't mind, even if you have change, I want you to put it in here. But if it's something else, I want you to throw it on the altar. I feel the altar. The Holy Ghost told me to tell you to bring it to the altar. This is a trespass gift. That means that whatever mistake, anything you've had to deal with, anything you've been hurt over, anything you almost didn't work on, was hard to forgive over, anything somebody lied on you this week, whatever it was, God said, it's a trespass gift. Come on. Somebody had to deal with it, it was crazy. Something special. Stupid stuff. Great God, a stupid gift. Amen. Somebody tried to mess with you or hurt you. Somebody had to drop you, but you love them anyhow. Some person that you had to deal with and not talk about you in the wrong way. Somebody you had to deal with, somebody you don't want to be bothered with. Give a trespass to God. Trespass. Oh. Okay, the name here. Please, yesterday we were with, hold on, anybody know Al Sharpton? We had a fellowship yesterday morning with Al Sharpton, Bishop and I, and one of the things Al wanted to let us know in the city was that we got to vote. I'm going to let you go so you can stand up. Everybody got to be, I'm so glad to see you, darling. Listen to me. Listen. These are voting registrations, and if you will, I need you to register. How many never registered to vote? You might be 18. Maybe you just, nobody took you to the voting poll. Maybe you're afraid of it, you don't understand it. Maybe when it's time for you to go in the voting booth, you didn't understand it, you were afraid. Wave your hand. Let me see. Tell the truth. Wave your hand. I want to make sure you come here, baby. Come get one of these. Okay? I want you to vote. Say, let's vote. I'm letting you go. We got to vote. I'm not telling you who to vote for, but I'm telling you it took us a long time to get where we are. I ain't telling you who to vote for, but somebody tried to kill us and keep us from it. You need to do what you need to do to survive. Anybody that's never, you need to register. We're not playing with that. And then we're getting ready to have Al Sharpton come and do some personal things for us in a few days. So we're not playing with it. Amen. We're not playing with it. Ladies and gentlemen, all weekend, every weekend, we do something as vendors over on, at our headquarters, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If you don't do nothing but go by and get a sponsor, this is where Sean Haddon is and his wife, because we're trying to do something to help our church stay afloat. All right? So if you haven't decided where you're going to eat, at least go by there and get something if it's nothing but a dollar. Amen. Father, we thank you. Come on, Eric. We love you and appreciate you for what you're doing. I'm asking God to continue to bless his life. I want God, every businessman he has connected with him, I want God to give him the wisdom of how to continue to deal with them. I just feel like touching you in Jesus' name. Korabasata. Shikotabakasata goboshete. God, I thank you for the anointing. I thank you for using this man to bring the largest church in the world, the largest church in the whole world. He brings the leader to us in the month of November. We're excited about it. God, we don't even know how you gave it to us. We just know that when we heard his name, you told me you was giving it to me. God, shut up. We thank you for it. We ask the Lord God that he'll even bless his wife, because she's in another land and she has to deal with things. She has to deal with her husband being in Michigan and seeing and hearing your voice tell him where to go. God, we ask that you'll take every one of these businessmen, many, many of them, these men that can touch the world. We ask, Lord God, that you will show him exactly what he should do on the plan. We ask that you'll make Easter the prayer mountain. You send the bring it from all over the world. People from all over the world are coming. Shut up, touch him now. Use him to your glory. In Jesus' name, I ask that you bless Aunt Maurice to touch him and continue to give him wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and clarity of thought, just like you're doing the people of God that you brought all over, from all over the place, in Jesus' name. Now love somebody as they go. Hurt somebody. It's all now. It's all. You saved me, you. You saved me, you. And I'll thank you for doing it.
Tony, tomorrow, Angels, Melody, tomorrow, please will be posted with the angel that opportunity on today. God bless you all.